dictation for Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Rick Dyer, R-I-G-G-D-Y-E-R, April 22nd, 61. Mrs. Rick Dyer, Cynthia, 64, your lady, is dialyzing our unit ALMA, A-L-M-A, with acute kidney injury. Initially presented to Carson, C-A-R-S-O-N, right-sided middle-lower lobe pneumonia, COPD exacerbation, respiratory failure, hypoxemia, acute on chronic renal failure, hyperkalemia, transfer to Lansing, did not require dialysis, but is my understanding, respiratory failure, ventilatory assistance, sepsis, she was there for 2 weeks and then transferred to Laurels of Carson City for another 2 or 3 weeks, already home. Urine output slowly improving. Appetite improving, presently no vomiting dysphagia, no reported blood melena, not sure if she received blood transfusion or not. She denies myocardial infarction, stroke, or liver abnormalities or active bleeding. She did receive diuresis. There were positive cultures, 2 out of 2 gram-positive cocci. She received cephalosporin first generations. Echocardiogram did not show vegetations. There was decreased mental status and severe metabolic acidosis. Next paragraph. There is no history of smoking. No reported alcohol or drugs. He lives at home with husband. She's still not driving. They are providing transportation. Initial creatinine was 4.47 with low sodium, high potassium, and metabolic acidosis. Next paragraph, I review present medications. Remains on albuterol, budesonide, formoterol, coric, thyroid, mircera, M-I-R-C-E-R-A, claritin, prilosec. She says not to taking any more the detrol. Remains on oxygen as needed. Next paragraph, she looks no severe respiratory distress, overweight, decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, moving four extremities, sans edema. Next paragraph, her weight progressively coming down, 108.1, down to 106, and there has been episodes of low blood pressure. Nifedipine was discontinued. Next paragraph, she has a dialysis catheter, dialyzing 3 days a week, 3 hours. Azotemia remains and no evidence of significant recovery of kidney function, still dialysis dependence. Clearance was 1.63. There is anemia, 9.8 on treatment, normal iron studies. Presently, back to normal potassium acid base. Nutrition remains poor at 3. Phosphorus elevated at 5.5. Corrected calcium will be in the normal low. PTH less than 600. Negative hepatitis B and C. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. She has developed acute on chronic renal failure associated to pneumonia, sepsis, respiratory failure. Likely ATN is about 6 weeks since all this happening. Kidney function could improve on the first 90 days. Usually on the first 30 days, she understands there is a chance that she will not recover enough function to be off dialysis. I will encourage assessing for a potential AV fistula, as it takes some time to see the surgeon, do the mapping, schedule OR time, and the actual surgery and maturation. We discussed about home peritoneal dialysis. She's not ready at this point in time. We are managing anemia with appropriate EPO medications. We will monitor phosphorus for binders. We monitor electrolyte, acid base, calcium phosphorus, nutrition, parathyroid, valium status, blood pressure in the low side, nifedipine discontinued. She has chronic incontinence of the urine, management of other medical issues by primary care. All questions answered. End of dictation.